नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण सो वी रीडिंग टुडे From the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Saman Banam, Chapter 15, the Killing of Demon Denukasura, and Texts 25 and 26. So we'll just together repeat this verse. Vidyante bhukta purvane. Palani surabhinicha Esa vai surabhir gando Visuchino bhargyate Word for word meaning Vidyante are present Abhukta purvani Never before tasted. Palaani, fruits. Surabini, fragrant. Cha, and. Esha, this. Vai, indeed. Surabhi, fragrant. Gandha, aroma. Visuchina, Spreading everywhere. Avagriyate is perceived. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ke? In the Tala forest are sweet smelling fruits no one has ever tasted. Indeed, even now we can smell the fragrance of the Tala fruits spreading all about. Purport. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the sweet fragrance of the Tala fruits was carried by an easterly wind, which is conducive to rain in the Vrindavan area. This easterly wind generally blows in the month of Bhadra and thus indicates the excellent ripeness of the fruits. While the fact that the boys could smell them indicates the nearness of the Tala forest. So the cowherd boys requested Krishna and Balaram because they smell this fragrance, which is just by the fragrance, they can tell that the fruits nearby being guarded by this big demon. Denukasura is very sweet. Now, not even an insect have tasted this. It's very highly guarded. No insect, no birds, no animals, not even human being has come to that territory of Talavan. There are 12 forests in Vrindavan and Talavan is the second. The biggest one is Mahavan, where Gokul is situated. Right, Vrindavan Prabhu? Who? Kamyavan is bigger? It says Maha. Well, Mahavan or Talavan. Talavan, there's a deity there, Doji. There's where you find the deity of Doji. And there is also a Kunda, Sankarsan Kunda, or Balabhadra Kunda, same as Lord Balaram. Now, the forest there 5,000 years ago is being guarded by this big demon, Denuka. Why? Because the fruits is only meant for King Kangsa. The fruits over there, Tala means like palm fruits. And nowadays, if you go to Tala Van or Taisir or Tasir, Tarsi. There's only few, but before there's a big plantation of Tala fruits tree. So they can smell. And this pastime happened during Badra month. It's like we have Badra Purnima when we distribute Srimad Bhagavatam, considered as if you give Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll go back home back to Godhead. So that is a shortcut way how to go back home back to Godhead. But you have to read also the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is in the month of August, between August 22 to September 23, during the rainy season. So that's that verse. Text 26. I'll just do it by myself. Prayacha tanina Krishna ganda lobhita cetasam banchasti mahati rama gamyatam yadhirochate. Translation. O Krishna, please get those fruits for us. Our minds are so attracted by their aroma. Dear Balaram, our desire to have those fruits is very great. If you think it's a good idea, let's go to that Tala forest. Purport. Although neither man nor bird nor beast could even approach the Tala forest, the cowherd boys had so much faith in Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram that they took it for granted the two lords could effortlessly kill the sinful as demons and acquire the delicious Tala fruits. Lord Krishna's cowherd boyfriends are exalted, self-realized souls who would not ordinarily become greedy for sweet fruits. In fact, they are simply joking with the Lord and enthusing his pastimes, urging him to perform unprecedented heroic feats in the Tala forest. Innumerable demons disturb the sublime atmosphere of Vrindavan during Lord Krishna's presence there, and the Lord would kill such demons as a popular daily event. Since Lord Krishna had already killed many demons, on this particular day, he decided to give first honors to Lord Balaram, who would demolish the first demon, Denuka. By the words Yadi Rochate, the cowherd boys indicate that Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram need not kill the demon simply to satisfy them. Rather, they should do so only if the lords themselves found the concept appealing. Again, the translation. O Krishna, please get those fruits for us. Our minds are so attracted by their aroma. Dear Balaram, our desire to have those fruits is very great. If you think it's a good idea, let's go to that Tala forest. So as we mentioned earlier, this is highly guarded by the leader of these ass demons, Denukasura. He has a lot of associates also who are ass demons. Highly guarded because they're guarding this for the pleasure of King Kangsa. Very, very sweet fragrance, which means normally if you smell something very sweet, then the taste also is very sweet. That's a normal thing. So the cowherd boys, they have never tasted this. And they're asking Krishna and Balaram to get this fruits for them because their mind became attracted to this. Their minds are attracted to the aroma. Yeah, if you smell, usually we should not lusty about. If someone is cooking, we should not think, oh, let me taste it. Because it has to be offered first, right? Like, what's that story? Madhavendra Puri? He was thinking, oh, let me offer this. I'm sure this is very good, but let me offer this also to my deity, Gopal. So he became disturbed and he says, oh no, I commit an offense. This is not good. That's why he fasted all day, but Gopinath became Kirchor Gopinath because he stole.
You want to taste it.
Yeah, you want to taste it. How the taste would be like. And Gopinath became Kirchor Gopinath, who stole the sweet rice, the Amrit, for his devotee, Madhavendra Puri. So here, the cowherd boys asking that please grant this desire for us. Now, they are realized souls. They are perfected beings. The cowherd boys. It is not they are in the sadhana bhakti or even in the bhava bhakti. They are in the prema bhakti. In the prema bhakti, especially the sakas, we usually call them sakas or cowherd boyfriends. But according to the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there are four kinds of cowherd boyfriends. One of them are the well-wishers. One of them are the vayashya or vayashyas, equal. One of them are priya sakha, dear, very dear, confidential, and Priya Narma Sakas, very, very confidential. And also, there are three categories of them. Some of them live in Braj, some of them live in Mathura, and some of them live in Dwarka. Now, who are the friends of Krishna in Dwarka? Arjuna? Bhima, it says also Draupadi. Draupadi, that's when she asks for help. Oh, Keshava, when she is being disrobed, she asks for help. And as a friend in need is a friend indeed. And then Lord Krishna, he incarnated as unlimited sari. So Krishna has an incarnation of sari also, unlimited sari. And some of the confidential associates of the Supreme Lord, some of them are older than him, like Sridham. Some are younger in relationship as a cowherd boyfriend of Lord Krishna, like Stoka Krishna. Stoka means little Krishna. His parents would like to call him Krishna also, but then it will be like too much to call him also as Krishna, even though he's very dear to all the parents. So they name him Stoka Krishna, little Krishna. Some of them are in equal level, but they all have the same thing in common. They are not judgmental, and they don't have any desire in exchange for their service towards the Supreme Lord. It says in the Nectar of Devotion, or Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, to attain the level of the cowherd, to be a cowherd boyfriend of Lord Krishna is very difficult. And not just very difficult, it is very rare. We're thinking that it is easy to become a boyfriend or cowherd boyfriend of Lord Krishna. Even though Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that we should follow in the footsteps of the cowherd maidens of Vrindavan as the best example to serve and love the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But even a Vatsalya mood, that is very rare also, very difficult to attain. To be in the mood of the parents of Lord Krishna. But Putana made it so easy. Even though she had the desire to feed Krishna with a poison, but her intention also is to feed, but mainly to kill. And she attained like a mother in this spiritual world. Even Lord Brahma, his desire is only to be a blade of grass. Within the boundary of Braj, but even outside of the boundary of Braj, so that when the Brajabasis will walk by, then the dust is being made from their feet, then the dust might somehow fall on his head. Even Uddhava is a blade of grass. So how to attain these different levels of relationship with the Supreme Lord is very scientifically explained as well by Srila Rupa Goswami. First, we have to follow this sadhana bhakti, vaidhi. Sadhana bhakti means practice. We have to follow regulated lifestyle, follow the injunctions of the do's and don'ts. The Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada mentions that. And then gradually we'll come to the platform of goodness. In the platform of goodness, the product is Bhava Bhakti, the second stage, which is the first stage before attaining Krishna Prema. The Bhava Bhakti is just like the first sign of the rising of the sun. The rays. It's like you have not seen the sun shine or the sun coming up from the horizon, but you can have an indication that the sun is already about to rise. So Bhava Bhakti is very, very rare as well. It's not so easily attained. Even Bharat Maharaj was in the Bhava Bhakti, but then he became attracted to or attached to the deer that his attaining pure devotional service was not able to obtain. He was not able to obtain it. He had to take birth another two times as a deer and then as Jadabharat. And then he learned his lesson. He attained pure devotional service. So, Vaishyas means equal. These devotees of Lord Krishna, they were asking. They are in the equal level as Lord Krishna. They're asking Lord Krishna. Usually those who are elder, they are in the mood also, mixed also of that being protector, like Lord Balaram. and Sridham, they want to protect Lord Krishna. It says that they have the same qualities, the same characteristics, the same power as Lord Krishna, these cowherd boys, that they themselves can kill these demons. Krishna will kill two or three demons every day before tiffin times. And he was in Vrindavan for a little bit over 10 years. So if you calculate all of them, he killed around 10,000 demons or more. The whole. Of course, we don't hear all of them. Otherwise, it'll be too much voluminous, these demons. Mainly around 22 or 21 demons are mentioned in the Bhagavatam. As we've heard, since this story of Lord Krishna killing these different demons represent these different anarthas within our hearts. So most of the demons, they were killed already by Lord Krishna, starting from Putana, Sakatasura, Trinibharta, Vatsasura, Agasura. Now it's time for Denukasura. So he asked now Lord Balaram to do it. In the anarthas that we have still in our hearts, at least I can tell for myself, but maybe most of you don't have any more anarthas. Anarthas means unwanted desires or that which is not wanted. This ignorance, we've heard that also yesterday, the ignorance that we have, ignorance of our purpose, goal of human life, due to being contaminated by the modes of material nature, namely goodness, passion, and ignorance, we become enamored. We become attached to our possessions that we have forgotten. Things that actually they don't belong to me ultimately. Everything that I have is for the service of Lord Krishna. So this is just the request of the cowherd boys for Krishna and Balaram to go to this Tala van to get the fruits. It's not for themselves. It's not for themselves. They ask Krishna and Balaram to go and kill this demon to enhance more their greatness, their glories. This is the mood in Vrindavan. Mood in Vrindavan is to put Krishna as the center of their life. The mood of Vrindavan is not to be numero uno yourself. In America, they have a saying, I want to be numero uno. Because numero uno means number one. No one wants to be number two. It's not good. Number one. It's like when Prabhupada went to Dai Nippon printing press. We used to print the first publications of the Krishna book, Dai Nippon, in Japan. So there is this one executive. Everyone is giving their cards. And Prabhupada asked, what is your desire? He asked one of the executives. So the executive, he was searching for his card and he put it on the top of the cards, which means he wants to be the number one. We can be number one, no doubt, provided the mood of Vrindavan is that whoever gives others opportunity to serve Krishna, he becomes most dear to Krishna. That is the mood of Vrindavan. Everyone is pushing The gopis, to get closer and closer to Krishna, especially Radharani. The gopis will push Radharani. So everyone in Vrindavan, they would like to be in the mood of the cowherd boys, in the mood of friendship. Everyone. Because in the friendship, you become so close. When you have a friend or want to be a friend of someone, what do you want to do? You want to be close to him, but not to enjoy, to serve. So this is the mood that everyone would like to have. Even the gopis, they were praying to Lord Krishna. Even Radharani, he would call Krishna, Pranasaka, my dear friend. When Krishna left the arena of the rasa dance, and Radharani was there with Krishna because of Radharani, but then Krishna also left Radharani, and Radharani was praying, Pranasaka, my life, my friend and life. So everyone, even the blades of grass, the trees, they want to be Krishna's friends. They will bow down to Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Even though they don't have fruits, some of them, they don't have fruits, only flowers. They will bow down to Lord Krishna, acknowledging Krishna as the most attractive personality. And Krishna will give them the chance to be close to them. That after playing, this is the question of Panchagora Prabhu yesterday, every day, this is just they're going to tend the calves and the cows, because this pastime now is the cows, the older cows. It happened in Kartik time. Gopastami. That it is only an excuse for Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys to bring the cows, and even the elderly calves, which is not supposed to be with them, they followed Krishna. Wherever Krishna would go, the cows and the calves and the bulls, and it says other animals would also follow Krishna. And Krishna has unlimited cowherd boyfriends, millions and millions, billions of them. So this is like an everyday activity for them to just play, because this is an excuse. They don't go there because Vrindavan in those days, so much pasturing grounds. They don't even have to care where the cows will eat. For them, this is what they do. They will go for a picnic, they go play, and sometimes when they become tired, Krishna will become tired. Then, as an excuse also, he would lie down in one of the laps of his cowherd boyfriends. But before that, the cowherd boyfriends will make some soft bed made of rosebuds, made of soft leaves, made of twigs, very soft. But Krishna will not use that. They will make also pillows, but Krishna will just push them away. He would rather lay his head on the lap of Sridham, the elder. Sridham is elder than Lord Krishna. And two or three cowherd boys would massage Lord Krishna's lotus feet. And sometimes Lord Balaram also will be lying down, and Lord Krishna himself, as a reciprocation of love, because most of the times, if not all the times, Lord Balaram will serve Lord Krishna, being the supreme servitor personality of Godhead. But Lord Krishna will massage Lord Balaram's lotus feet. So this is a lesson for us also that, you know, we should not always like expecting service. It's like prasadam time. Don't just, this reciprocation. Prabhupada says, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is established to give facility for devotees to associate with each other, exchange of love. But some devotees, they just want to accept. They don't want to give. Are we one of those? Mostly, we are in that platform. So how can you be a gopa? How can you be a cowherd boy? If you want, if that is your eternal position, as we mentioned earlier, it's not so easy. It's very, very rare. So, Krishna and Balaram, they will go and play every day because this is part of their pastimes. If you tell others, oh, Krishna is just playing all the time. This, he would spend a long time with the cowherd boys, more than Mother Yasoda. He would spend at least 12 hours every day with the cowherd boys. Some of the young cowherd boys, they would come. They were so eager to be with Lord Krishna, even before going to the pasturing grounds in Braj, that they will come and see Lord Krishna while Mother Yasoda was dressing Lord Krishna to prepare for him to go for the pasturing grounds. So he would see one of these cowherd boys and he would ask him to come. But then the cowherd boy will wait for the signal of Mother Yasoda. If Mother Yasoda says, yes, you can come, then he will come. And then immediately Krishna will tease these cowherd boys and then he will like, kind of like pat him on his head. And then he will help Mother Yasoda dressing Lord Krishna. So, yes, this pastime, it says that our heart is like tala tree. It has sweet fruit of love of God. And Lord Balaram is the one who is shaking. Who's shaking this so that the tala will come out. But before that, Denukasura, this sinful desires within our hearts, the unwanted desires, namely lust, anger, greed, madness, envy, and illusion, has to be uprooted. And Lord Balaram, being the guru, he is Guru Tattva. Lord Balaram, like Lord Nityananda, Guru Tattva. The spiritual master and Lord Krishna, they are the ones who can eradicate, can uproot all of these unwanted desires within our hearts, provided we let them do it and we follow their instructions. Out of the 64 items mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion, the first three and ultimately five of them, the first five is about the spiritual master and advanced devotees. One should take shelter first of a bona fide spiritual master, then get initiated, then serve. With sincerity, following in their footsteps, and inquiring from them. The number one quality of a disciple or one who wishes to advance in spiritual life is to inquire. It's like the Srimad Bhagavatam is about inquiries and answers, question and answers. You have to tax your brain, so to speak, to dispel your ignorance. We have to tax our brain. We should be always inquiring how to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we can make advancement, but it'll take many millions of lifetimes. And we don't want to do that. You can still do it if you wish, but as Prabhupada says, one should, as much as possible, try to go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. So, Krishna consciousness is very easy, but at the same time, it's very difficult. It's easy for the simple-minded, but it's very difficult for the crooked-minded. And these coward boys are very simple. Very simple. They treat Krishna as their equal, but they never lose the respect to Krishna. Equals in such a way that they can tell Krishna what to do and they can request whatever desire they would like to have. And the desire that they have is not really for themselves. The desire they have, especially here in killing of Denuka and getting these stala fruits, is for the benefit of all the Brajavasis so that they can have the taste. They can have these very sweet fruits that's being guarded by this demon, Denuka. We should be like that in this mood as well. Desire and always try for the benefit of others. Trying to help each other. So in this way, that is the Brajabasi mood. Following in the footsteps of the Brajabasis, like the cowherd boys. Okay, we'll stop here. Are there any questions? Anyone? Yes. Otherwise, I can read you something more. Who's the question there? I think Prem Prakash has a question, but he's asking Maharaj there. You should ask me. Do you have a question? Why don't you ask me instead of Maharaj? Maharaj is so far. You always have a question, aren't you? Okay, I'm just going to give you here. 10 symptoms of bhakti or a bhakta. Try to listen carefully. This is what we're trying to be, a bhakta, a devotee. Absence of anger, renounce, controller of the senses, being forgiving, and being compassion, being dear to everyone. Absence of greed, giving charity equally, no fear, and free from lamentation. Are we having all of those? Many of us, we do. But there are 10 of them, 10 symptoms of a bhakta. Yes, sir.
Maharaj, you were giving the example of Krishna that he was having billions and billions of power.
Boyfriends, yes.
So those billions of power went back to Krishna.
Well, there are different levels. Some of them are demigods, some of them are perfected beings, some of them are eternal cowherd boyfriends. They're already back to Godhead.
So then after that, again we came the south was came as a conditioned soul in this material world.
Again?
Again they came in this material world.
Yes, to assist. To assist the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Yes. Krishna is like Prabhupada gave an example. The king doesn't travel alone. When the king travels, the queen is there, his ministers are there, his servants are there, the soldiers are there. The king, have you seen Prime Minister Modi traveling alone? No. He has many bodyguards. You see Putin traveling alone? Joe Biden traveling alone? No. They travel with whole fleet of personalities, yes. So their coming here is for us to be attracted, to be one of them. Krishna performs his pastimes not just to kill the demons, to protect the devotees, to establish religion, but mainly to attract us. These pastimes should attract the conditioned souls like us to take part in one of those pastimes one day, someday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to answer this question because this is a very, very, very big question, and it's going to be take me a lot of time to answer you. Don't worry whether we are there or not, but now we should go there. Yeah, if you are in a well, Prabhupada says, if you're in a well, your first plan is how to get out of a well. Now, whether you came from the top or in the bottom, it doesn't matter. And if someone throws a rope, Prabhupada says, you don't ask, who are you? Why did you throw the rope for me? No, use the rope. Get out of there. Okay? Okay, can I read one more? Last ones. This is very, very nice. The signs of Bhava Bhakti. Okay? Let's see if we are on that platform. You are tolerant, persevere. You're making sure that time is not wasted, only used for Krishna's service. Birkiti, detachment from material allurements. Mana sunyata, not expecting respects from anyone. Asabanda, always hopeful of the mercy from the Lord. I think most of us in that platform, right? Oh, you don't need mercy. You have mercy already? Samutkanta, eager to serve. Are we in that platform? Mostly, most of us. But we want to serve for some conditions. This is serving without any condition. Namagane seva ruchi, perpetual taste in Harinam. Many of our 24-hour kirtan department devotees in that level. Tat guyani ashakti, attachment in the description of the transcendental qualities of Krishna. Tat vasati stale priti, affection to reside in the holy dham. Many of you, or many of us, right? But if you're in the holy dham, you need a guide. You need someone who is more advanced than you, who can point out what needs to be improved. You cannot just be here and, Hare Krishna, I'm doing my own thing. No one can tell me what to do. I know what I'm doing. That's not proper. You always need a mentor, spiritual mentor. You need a spiritual guide. You need a spiritual teacher. Yes? You have a question, Prabhu? Prem Prakash, Prabhu? Is answered already, your question? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.